So we know a little bit about the problems of living too much in the future. I think anyone who meditates knows a little bit about the problem of living too much in the past. It's possible to live too much in the present, believe it or not. But the interesting place is the meeting place between the present and the future, where there's not so clear the line, where's the future, where's the present. And that's in all the small steps you take. Well, you take a step with your foot. You're stepping into the future, making the future, but you haven't quite reached it. But you've left the past, the present moment behind, kind of. You're in the process of this moving from present to future. And we do that throughout the day in a lot of small little steps, small things we do. And that's what's real. What's real is the living future that we're living into moment by moment in all the small things we do. How you put the toothpaste on your toothbrush. How you open your door and close it. How you maybe take off your day clothes. What do you do with them after they're off? Do they go just tossed on the floor? Do you fold them very neatly and nicely and tuck them away? Maybe it doesn't matter which of those two it is, but what matters is you live that way. You live in whatever you do. And maybe it takes courage to do big things. Does it take courage to respect and care for your toothbrush when you put it down and you're finished? That the gestures of your hand as you brush your teeth, that the way that you maybe punch up your pillow as you go to sleep, does that not matter? Is that irrelevant to the working of the universe? Each of those little steps is where we can put our love, our respect, our freedom, our kindness, our calm, our equanimity, our generosity. We can live in the living future of the present, the living present that moves into the future, and all the small, teeny things we do. And if you do them mindlessly, as if they're an afterthought or something to get over and get done, so get on to the real things, you won't live the seven factors of awakening. You won't live your freedom. You won't live your love. So maybe as you go from here, when you're ready to go to bed, from here to your bed, or go into your bedroom for the last time for today, and you're going to get ready for sleep, consider all the small things you do as delicacies, as treasures that you fill with attention and meaning and purpose and value in each gesture, each movement of the eyes, each attitude, each attentiveness to what you're doing, so that by the time you get to sleep, lay there in your bed on the pillow, you have a whole trail behind you of little movements of love. May your bedroom be filled with love in all these little small steps this evening. And may you fall in love with yourself. May you fall in love. May you fall asleep in love with each breath. May you sleep well and deeply, tucked in by all the love that's here at IRC. May you sleep well and deeply, and I look forward to seeing you in the morning.